was war. Tatsavitu vareniyam Bargo devasyali mahi Piyuyona prachodaya Svā tat savitu vareniyam Bhargo devasya dhimahi Diyo yona prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svā tat savitu vareniyam Bhargo devasya dhimahi Savitu vareniyam Bhargo devasya dhimahi Diyo yona prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitu vareniyam Bhargo devasya dhimahi Diyo
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's the meditation show for Sunday. I'm Darren Daly. This is Andy Spragg from the Sangha House, who'll be doing the meditation. And if it's your first time listening, welcome. We hope you enjoy the next hour. It's certainly something very different, something that we've been doing for a few months now, and it seems to be working, Andy, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, we've got lots of listeners, actually, within Taunton, but also all over the world. We've got people out in Canada, in Europe. It's really, really interesting that the people this is pulling in.
Yeah. And what's quite unique is the fact that, as far as we're aware, we're the only radio station doing it. So it is kind of unique.
Yeah, as far as I know. I think there's little YouTube radio stations and things like that, but a pucker radio station, yes, I think we're the only one.
And there's various apps that you can use to do a meditation. For those that don't know you, don't know much about the Sangha House, just tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
Yes, I'm Andy Spragg, director of the Sangha House, and we are a holistic health centre, essentially offering all sorts of classes, Tai Chi, yoga, meditation, Pilates, even exercise, actually. And then we've got all sorts of therapies, massage, reflexology, hypnotherapy, counselling. So we're there to help people to look after all four aspects of health, physical, mental, social and spiritual.
Now, we're currently in the middle of an eight-step process, an eight-week process based on Buddhist religion. Where are we with this now?
Yes, okay. So, well, first of all, it's debatable whether Buddhism is a religion or a practice.
A practice, okay.
But we're right in the middle, actually, the Noble Eightfold Path. And you can view your life as a journey, obviously, and this path sets out some steps to take. So right in the middle, we're in the moral and ethical group. Last week, we looked at essentially right speech, which is the process that goes on before we utter words. This week, we're going to look at right action. There's a little moment in time between the forming of a thought and the carrying out of an action. And what we need to do is develop habit, which traps that little moment and asks ourselves, is this actually wholesome? We all intuitively know what is right and what is wrong in terms of actions. We know it's wrong to steal. We know it's wrong to cause harm to others. So if we know that, we can capture those tiny little moments and stop ourselves doing them. There's a direct antidote to wrong action, if you like, and that is generosity and compassion. That's going to be tonight's meditation. We're going to focus on the development of compassion. It's a Buddhist practice called Metta Bhavana, a very transformative meditation.
How can these practices translate into everyday lives?
Oh, gosh. We develop habit. That's what we do on the cushion. And we we take those into our lives. And actually, if we work hard and develop this habit, we can't help it. It will transform our lives. For example, with this practice, metta bhavana, before I became a Buddhist, for many years I travelled into London and I hated it. I was stuck on a crowded carriage, and then I'd get to the streets of London and it was smelly and noisy and I just didn't like it. I started practicing and it took about a year, but then I started noticing my journey was different. I was actually enjoying the travel in. I had a carriage full of compassion subjects to direct my meditation at. I could see on their faces the challenges and sufferings in their lives, and my heart just sort of naturally went out to them. And then when I got to London itself, rather than diving down the tube, I started walking through the streets and all the vibrant colours and interesting smells. And all of a sudden, I just started appreciating, you know, that whole episode of just travelling to work. So it can turn your life upside down. It can change you from the ground up as a person.
And if somebody's listening to this for the first time and wondering, well, how is a meditation on the radio going to work? Is it going to make me fall asleep if I'm driving, for example?
No, absolutely not. Actually, meditation, you are fully aware. When we're doing these practices, we are fully in the present moment, fully awake. You know, the Buddha means the awakened one. That's where we've got to be. We've got to be fully awake. We are going to be sitting, but we're going to be sitting in a comfortable, nice, upright posture. So I do recommend you don't lie down, because yes, you may fall asleep. If you're driving, you're not going to fall asleep. You know, because of the nature of the meditation, actually it may help you be fully present on the road. Your mind needs to be fully present when you're driving.
It's worth pointing out as well, if you are in the car at the moment and you're on your own and you would just like to seek some personal time, pull over and just listen to the radio. Maybe put the seat back and enjoy it.
Absolutely. The meditation.
It's actually not a bad idea,
no,
is it, to
no,
have
no,
meditation
no.
in your car?
No, it's a good time. Yeah, I mean, the meditation will last about 40 minutes. So if you're not in a rush, do exactly that.
And we'll crack on with the meditation after this. We'll play a little bit of music just to ease you into the process on the meditation show here on Tone FM.
This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. And welcome back. This is Andy Sprague from the Sanger House, and you're listening to The Meditation Show. This is a series of meditations, actually, which cover this Buddhist practice of the Eightfold Path, steps along our spiritual journey, if you like. And here we're looking at right action. So we're in this central group, the moral and ethical group, and we can see this as the baggage that we choose to take along and the baggage that we choose to leave behind on our spiritual journey. So our right view set the general direction, our right intent set decisions we take along the way. Then we had the right effort. We've actually got to put the effort in to make the journey. And last week we looked at right speech, if you recall, which is part of this moral and ethical group. And we're now going into right action. So the Buddha said that out of thoughts arise words. Words develop into actions. Actions harden into habit, and habit becomes character. So each and every thought that we take and make actually contributes to our character in some way, shape and form. So when we're thinking about our spiritual journey, it becomes very important, this habit of mind watching, this ability to see the thoughts that are flowing through our minds, because they all contribute. They are developing our character, little by little, drop by drop. And obviously sitting in the middle there is action. So we take action. This is where we make an impact on the world around us. So our thoughts literally touch the world. It's important to consider that. If we want to be a spiritual person, if we want to be compassionate, we have to realize that every single thought develops into an action. And we touch the world, however big or small, even tiny little influences. And you can never predict what those influences are going to be. I mean, it's a little bit like the butterfly fluttering its wings on the other side of the planet, cause a storm somewhere, because the effects ripple out and gather pace. And it's the same with our actions. You know, we can touch people at very deep levels with the merest comment. So we have to be very careful. We can never work through what all those impacts are going to be. It would be impossible. So we keep it simple. We intuitively know what's right and what's wrong. We know it's wrong to steal. We know it's wrong to tell lies. We know it's wrong to cause physical harm. So knowing that intuitively, we can start to pay attention to the thoughts in our minds, see how they're contributing to our speech, and see how they're going to reflect in actions. One of the best and biggest antidotes to essentially ill will and aggression in our minds is compassion and generosity. And this is the meditation we're going to look at today. Very important meditation called the Metta Bhavana. Metta, loving kindness, compassion, has an infinite scale. We can choose to be infinitely compassionate if we wish to. And bhavana means the cultivation of. What does it feel like? It's a warm smile in the heart area. And we've all felt it. When we gaze at someone we love, when we sit and look at a beautiful view, we feel this warm smile. And it's absolutely wonderful. So the meditation is going to be basically in three sections. We're going to do our body scan to bring us into the moment. And then we're going to bring to mind a good friend. Someone you love. Somebody you enjoy spending time with. They make you smile when you're with them, and you just enjoy that companionship. What you're going to do is gently bring them to mind, see their face, perhaps picture their voice, hear them saying your name, you saying theirs. Now remember, with all of these meditations, your aim is to stay fully present and in the moment. So try not to drift off. It's easy when contemplating our good friend to drift off into reverie. Perhaps we remember something we did together. And what we've got to do here is stay absolutely fully present. So we picture our good friend, we stay fully present, and we let that warm smile in the heart area come into place. Actually enjoy it. That's metta. We're going to sit with that for a short while. Now, friendships are complex, so all sorts of emotions can come up when we contemplate our good friend. And do not be surprised if other things come up. Anger, jealousy, fear, all sorts of things. When they do, don't dig into them. Just accept them. Just accept the complexity of human relationships. Don't try and judge what's going on in your mind. Don't blame yourself for anything. Just feel the physical sensation of whatever emotion arises. Gently come back to your good friend. Certainly don't change your good friend. Stick with them. They are a very good friend. We need to cultivate that friendship. So focus on that warm smile in the heart area when you consider them. We're going to do that for a while, and then we're just going to let the image of the good friend go, retaining that feeling, that sensation in the heart area. You're going to come back to the breath and breathe into the heart area. So we'll do that for a while, let that metta build. If you find it's waning and you're having trouble concentrating on it, bring your good friend back. Develop it again. It's all about softening the heart, opening the heart. And then we're going to open up our minds to the people around us, the people we love, offering this feeling of metta out. And we can offer it out to the whole town, to Taunton. Compassionate gaze from the heart right across the town. Not judging anybody in the town, just accepting them as they are, offering our compassionate heart. This is quite complex. All sorts of emotions might tumble in here. There will be people in the town that have caused you difficulties. Don't focus in on them. Just offer that general sensation of compassion and friendship. And of course, you can take this truly global, this wonderful planet of ours. You can offer it out. All the wonderful creatures out there. This beautiful blue jewel hovering in space. Protecting us, offering us our home. So let's prepare for the meditation. So make sure you're not going to be disturbed. Turn your phone off. Shut your doors. And settle down. Get yourself into a nice comfortable posture. Just relaxing into the posture. You're nice and safe. Worries, fears, all of that stuff. Come back to it later. Doesn't matter right now. You have a job to do. This is your time. So settling in, relaxing down, close your eyes. Have your gaze slightly downcast as if you're looking below the horizon. And we're going to start with the body scan. So take your awareness into your feet. Feel their contact with the ground. Feel sensations, both inside the feet and outside. Tune in as much as you can. Keep the mind's awareness focused on the feet. The nature of this awareness is what we're going to use in the meditation today. Explore the surface of the feet. Feel them contacting the ground, perhaps. Maybe temperature. What's going on? You work across the heel. Feeling all of the sensations there. Up through the ankle bones. Sensations here aren't so clear, so you really have to focus in, feel as much as you can. And we work up through the shins and the calf muscles, letting go of tension. And up into the knees. Just pay attention to the sensations in the knees, perhaps in the kneecaps, back of the knees, the knee pits. As you gently travel through the body, you might find areas where there's a little bit of pain, unpleasant sensations. Don't just push them away. Avoid them. Offer them a sense of friendship. Go into them. And we work along the thighs, hamstrings, just let yourself melt. Pure awareness. Into the sitting bones. Gently settling into the seat. As you sink and settle, just let the head float up a little and feel the spine easing out, unkinking. Body settling down, head floating up a little. And this brings a sense of strength into the posture.
And with this, a freshness in the mind, you want to be fully present. With this freshness of mind, we can set ourselves a clear intent to stay with the practice. Now take your awareness into the stomach and the heart space. This is going to be key to our meditation today. We're really focusing on emotions, so it's good to practice. Don't try and understand your emotions. Don't even try and name them. Just the raw physical feeling in the heart. How do you feel? Just sense it. Imagine you don't know what these emotions are called. All you can do is feel. In this approach, we stay away from thinking. We stay away from trying to understand what's going on. We just experience. How are you feeling? Come up to the shoulders. Let them melt. Let tension come out of them. And then let your awareness gently run down your upper arms, over the elbows, down through the forearms, and on into the hands and the fingers. These hands, they express our actions. We have thoughts which become words, and the words become actions. We make an impact on the world with these hands. Through this meditation, we develop a habit of making sure our actions are compassionate, skillful, wholesome for us, wholesome for others. Kind. And come up to your head. Explore the surface of the scalp gently. How do you feel? What's going on? Tiny little sparks of energy across the scalp. Take a gentle interest. And come into the face. Our face expresses out our inner feelings. If we have a compassionate mind, our face will express compassion. Feel that behind the eyes, softening the face. As human beings, we have very subtle forms of communication. When an angry person walks into the room, we know. When a compassionate person walks into the room, we know. On our spiritual progress, we want to be that compassionate person. Bring all of these sensations together. Sitting in your space. Relishing the time just for you, for your practice. The Metta Bhavana. Bring to mind a good friend. You must know them personally. See their face. See them smiling with you. Gently contemplate your good friend and pay attention to the heart area. As you contemplate your good friend, pay attention to the heart and the gut. Notice emotions coming up. Notice what's associated with a feeling of compassion. There's a softening right through the body, a warming. Notice other emotions and notice how maybe you react to them. Is there a tension coming in? Relax into it. Soften. Friendship. Developing a softening of mind towards your good friend. Opening your heart. Warm smile. As you contemplate your friend, pay attention to your body. Is there anywhere you feel a sense of blockage, a tensioning? Soften into it. Whatever's gone on in the friendship doesn't matter, because we're just looking at the pure compassion here. Find that. Opening your heart. Notice the distracting thoughts that perhaps arise as you contemplate your friend. Some of those may be judging or judgment. Let them go. Soften to your friend. Smile in the heart. We have a traditional offering for our good friend. So you can hear this echo in the mind as you contemplate your friend and offer it out to them. May you be healthy, happy, and free from suffering. May you be healthy, happy, and free from suffering. We're going to let go of the image of our good friend now. So with this nice warm metta in our heart area, we come back to the breath. Feeling the breath enter and leave the body, we're going to concentrate on that heart area, that warmth, and breathe into it, cultivating pure metta, pure compassion, using the breath to focus the mind on it. Soften the heart. Breathe into it. Make the space. Compassion is infinite. Breathe in and feel that infinite warmth. If you feel your concentration slipping and that sense of warmth in the heart is diminishing, bring back a recollection of your friend. Just gently, just for a moment. Then breathe back into that space again. Now with that sense of metta in the heart, just open your mind, open your awareness, consciously bring in friends and family that are dear to you, offering this sense of metta, friendship, love out to them. Again, any tension that arises, just soften into it. Don't need to worry about that right now. Offering out. May you all be healthy, happy and free from suffering. Contemplating family and friends. Then you can open up to your town or village here in Taunton. We offer out. May you all be healthy, happy and free from suffering. Sense of compassion for your town or village. A blanket of gentle compassion going out. And opening up and out to this wonderful world we live in. Millions of wonderful people. The animals, the oceans, the lands, beautiful sky. Wonderful jewel. Offering your heart soft, warming, gentle compassion out there. May we all be healthy, happy, and free from suffering. Just relax your concentration. Just bring yourself back into the room. Just settling in. Just tune in to how you feel. If you did struggle with the meditation, you found perhaps a bit of an emptiness. Don't worry. This meditation is called the Metta Bhavana. Bhavana means the cultivation of. It takes time. Be gentle on yourself. It will come. Practice daily, gradually developing compassion. This meditation can be life transforming. It's worth the effort. Like ripples in a pond, we make a difference. Om Mani Padme Hum. This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. You've been listening to Andy Spragg on The Meditation Show. I hope you have a wonderful week, and we'll be back next week with the next step on the path. We're going to look at right livelihood. Take care, and bye for now.